This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day crew, going all green and all natural. Very funny, guys. Yes.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day crew. Joining us on the line now from the WWF is Kelly Courts, the Policy Manager for Climate Change. Kelly, thank you very much for your time today.
That's all right, Adam. Good morning to you.
Now, with all the attention about climate change and emissions and everything over the last couple of years, we were thinking that hopefully something positive was happening and emissions in Australia were going down. Now, is that the case?
Unfortunately, no, it's not the case. The latest national accounts on greenhouse gas emissions were released on Monday, and it shows that Australia's greenhouse gas emissions are still going up. And this data was for 2007. They've also looked at what's happened in 2008, what looks like is happening. And again, those figures are increasing, albeit a little bit slower than what it had done in the previous couple of years, but they still are increasing.
Kelly, is it households or bigger companies to blame?
Well, it's a mixture of both. Everyone has responsibility. So we've seen the biggest growth in the stationary energy sector. So basically, stationary energy is your electricity. So there's been a 50% growth in stationary energy, and that's from business as well as households.
So you're saying we've increased our use of emissions from electricity by 50% in the last couple of years?
Well, since 1990, this is when the figures have been recorded, and that's part of the reason why it's 1990. It's the base year as part of the Kyoto Protocol, which is the international agreement on greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay. What needs to be done, Kelly?
There's a lot. I guess the first thing is really at the federal level. We need action. At the moment, the Labor government have the carbon pollution reduction scheme, and it's not perfect. But what we're seeing now is just continued delays in that scheme being implemented. And the longer it's delayed, the slower it is that we'll take action. So we really need to see that legislation passed without any further weakening of that legislation. And we need to see Australia go to Copenhagen at the end of the year, which is where all the countries are getting together to talk about the next global climate deal. And we need Australia to broker a really strong deal, because it's important what Australia does, but it's also important what everyone else does.
Because what I'm finding with Australia at the moment is they're kind of doing a, we'll do whatever they do. They're not really being leaders. They're kind of saying, we'll see what America does and then we might copy. Or if everyone else agrees, we'll do that as well. Would you agree with that, Kelly?
Yeah, I think that's true. And, there's a lot of other countries playing a similar game as well. Everyone's concerned about the impact it'll have on their country. If only a few countries make big changes, they're concerned that it'll cost their economy more in making those changes. So everyone's sort of playing a bit of a waiting game to see who's going to make the first move, and then they might match it. So, Australia might be a small player in terms of its total emissions, but in terms of per capita, we have the greatest emissions per population. So what we do at Copenhagen will send an important signal to other countries about what they can do.
And so what can individuals do to help?
Well, as I said before, the stationary energy is the biggest area of growth. So at home, if people can start reducing their consumption of electricity, consider the lights on in the house, what you've got your heater turned on at, leaving appliances on standby, for example, make sure they're turned off at the power point. A good example is a PlayStation and Xbox can cost you $300 a year just by leaving it on standby.
Wow. Make sure everyone should definitely turn that off. And also in the workplace, make sure you turn off your computers at the end of the day. I know we make my office do that. All monitors, everything turn off when you leave the office.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing how much appliances can actually use on standby. And, I mean, we'd also be encouraging people to contact their local federal politician of all parties and ask them to hurry up and broker a deal, because the longer the delay, companies aren't doing anything. They're waiting for legislation to be put in place before they'll actually act. So we really need some legislation to get companies to act.
So, Kelly, although the focus has been on this for quite a while, it seems there's still a lot of stuff and action that needs to be taken for the individual and for Australia as a whole as well.
Yeah, and it's not something that we're going to solve in a year's time either. It's something that people have to get used to on an ongoing basis, is just be aware of what they're doing in terms of their consumption of energy.
Well, Kelly, thank you very much for your time today.
My pleasure.
That's Kelly Quartz, the WWF Policy Manager for Climate Change. Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.